and it's time for a change. All right, guys, what's going on? It is Chris again, and I am here to discuss Super Showdown. So let me tell you something. Normally, I just do the NXT review. I wanted to do something that I'm going to start calling Enough is Enough. And the only reason why I called it that is because that was, to me, a very underappreciated theme that Owen Hart had. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. I thought the whole Nation of Domination was fantastic, but I don't want to get too far off here. So normally when I do the NXT reviews, normally they're about 30 to 40 minutes, somewhere in between there. This one is not going to be like that. This is not going to be that same type of thing. This is more of a rant. This is going to be me, and I'm thinking about doing this 1 to 2 times a month. Let me know what you think, and just to see, you know, how it's going to go. So here's the way it's going to look. With this, I'm going to discuss the results. Obviously, I'm going to give you what my predictions were because I did go over them on the last review. I'm going to give you my predictions, how they went with the review, and why I have a problem with this. So this is very multifaceted at this point. So I do really hope that you enjoy this. If you do, please let me know. You can follow me at Twitter at @TheCOPlaceToGo. Also on Twitch, I'm thinking about doing something different on Twitch. What I'm thinking about doing is doing like a reaction watch for the pay-per-view. So that is something that Elimination Chamber being 1 week from today, something like that is a possibility. The issue is being West Coast. You know, you have your pay-per-views that start 7 p.m. on the East Coast, which is 4 p.m. for me. That is typically an issue for me to catch a lot of the pay-per-views and things like that live. Super Showdown this week, you know, it started for me at 9 a.m., so I did not catch it live. I did watch it. I did get some of the spoilers and things like that from looking on Twitter and through Lords of Pain, which is a website that I use and have used for, 10 to 15 years for wrestling highlights and or just kind of news stories, rumors, and things that are coming up, you know, headline-wise. All right, so let's get into this Super Showdown. So Super Showdown was a pay-per-view that, well, I can't even call it a pay-per-view because it's on the network, but was a super show that was put together because of the WWE's 10-year contract that they have with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So that they put these shows together, they bring all these people through, and it ends up being not too bad. You know, the Super Showdowns in general have good moments, bad moments, but this one was terrible. If it wasn't for the 10-year contract, why do they keep going there? What is the draw to keep going to Saudi Arabia? You have a lot of superstars that don't want to go. Like people who religiously can't go. So, you know, someone like Sami Zayn for, you know, just where he's from in comparison to just the, you know, I guess religious is the right way to put it. I'm not really sure exactly. But Super Showdown to me is a show that had potential if it happened once. Or if it happened once every 2 to 3 years. You know, they try to turn it into a WrestleMania-type atmosphere of sorts for Saudi Arabia. And to me, it's no different than any other pay-per-view or live event. And the problem with Super Showdown in this instance is it's smashed in between the Royal Rumble. I mean, which was a month ago. But the Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, which is in 10 days from when this show was, which is a week from today. And then you have WrestleMania in essentially 5 weeks. Like, there's too much going on, you know. WWE got away from all those pay-per-views with different brands and having different things like that, and I think it was great, and I think that they should only go down to about 6 pay-per-views a year just to kind of keep it fresh, kind of put all your eggs in the weekly basket, and I think it would just be a lot better. Okay, so on my review that I had on Wednesday for the NXT live event, we discussed some predictions for some matches. Now, there were 2 or 3 matches that I did not cover. One of them I didn't even know about. The other two, to be honest, I didn't know they were on there anyway. So I'm going to kind of give you A little bit of insight on those matches. Not insight-wise, but just kind of what I was thinking. Good Brothers versus Viking Raiders. I would have 100% taken the Viking Raiders based on how each team's been booked recently. Angel Garza versus Humberto Carrillo. I probably would have gone with Carrillo to get his win back from Angel Garza beating him. And the other one was Mansoor and Dolph Ziggler. I would have gone with Mansoor. He has not lost in Saudi Arabia and isn't going to lose this time. So now we're going to go into the matches and the official results for those matches. The pre-show was the Viking Raiders. I guess it was considered pre-show. Was Viking Raiders versus the Good Brothers, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows of the OC. The Good Brothers defeated them. For me, it was a good tag match. But, you know, it was, to me, the crowd was flat. I feel like half the people weren't even there when this match was going on. To me, that's part of the problem. You know, you go to a major event, a Royal Rumble, a WrestleMania, or any of these time matches, you're going to have everybody in the stands. Everyone's going to be there. Your WrestleManias, everyone gets there early. You got long lines. You expect it. But your pre-show matches are usually about 20 minutes before the main event, maybe an hour before the main event on something like WrestleMania. This place was half full, in my opinion. I don't know. Next was the Tuwak Mountain Trophy, the gauntlet match, AJ versus Bray versus Lashley versus Truth versus Andrade versus Rowan. You know, my prediction had AJ Styles winning. I said that if he didn't win, I figured someone like R-Truth or Lashley would win. Now, I thought AJ would win and then get into some interference by The Undertaker, knowing that they're getting ready to set up a program, or Undertaker would cost him the match. It'd be one of the two. I did not see what happened in this. OC was beating up Rey Mysterio. Undertaker shows up, beats them up, comes out, chokeslams them. Now, listen, I'm the biggest Undertaker fan. Biggest Undertaker fan ever. I didn't like this. Why didn't he take his hat off? Why didn't he take his jacket off? Why did he just chokeslam him? And the chokeslam was weak. Like, he started losing grip on him. AJ Styles is a dude who can sell to the moon, like, you know, and similar to Dolph Ziggler. He can sell to the moon. Why did he not? Why did they not let it happen? Like, it's one of those situations where I don't even understand. And it's frustrating because I'm looking for a good match at WrestleMania. I want a really good match. But I just don't see that happening. I don't see The Undertaker being able to go through with a really good match, even though you got a guy like AJ Styles who's absolutely fantastic. You know, I've said numerous times on the NXT review show that I will be missing this WrestleMania. This will be one that I'm actually going to miss, which is kind of disappointing. But, you know, it's one of those that I'm going to catch after. And I think just the lack of, I don't want to say build, but just the lack of quality that's going to be coming out of this WrestleMania to me is totally weak. Like, it's frustrating, to say the least. Just want to clarify with you that it is a Sunday. I am off on Sundays. I am off on Mondays as well. I do work during the week. So what I did is to get the... I watched this last night and this morning. So that's when I watched Superstar Showdown or Super Showdown. I made myself a nice Bacardi and Coke here because I need to try to rid my mind of what is going on while I talk about this. So if you hear some ice, you hear something like that, you know exactly what's going on. Next match on this card was the SmackDown tag team match with New Day and Miz. So I went into this fully expecting Miz and Morrison to win. In my opinion, I feel like they, you know, it was a good match. In my opinion, I expected a title change. Now, this to me was the best match on the card. You know, if I was doing my normal review, would have got a 3 out of 5 on this, and I'm going to be 100% honest again, this was by far the best match on the card. It was about 15 minutes. To me, you expected the title change. I don't think you're going to bring Morrison back with Miz, have him in a good program. My only thing is, how many times are they going to make the New Day champion? How many? Was it going to be, they're going to be 26-time tag team champions by the time it's done? I mean, can we see Big E turn on them? I think the only reason Big E hasn't turned is because Xavier Woods is hurt. I think that's the only reason. Other than that, I don't see, you know, Big E in the group. I mean, feel free to let me know if you think something different, but I just don't see it. Next was Carrillo versus Garza. You know, I think they had better stuff on Raw. Angel Garza picks up the win. Angel Garza is only in this position, and I may be wrong, but Angel Garza is in this position because Andrade messed up, got busted for a wellness violation, whatever the situation was. and they brought up Garza. I mean, this match, nobody acted like they cared. I mean, I didn't care about this match. Nobody acted like they cared. Again, another reason not to go to Saudi Arabia, not to have so many shows. What is it, 2 or 3 a year now? I mean, you got your guys last year sitting there stuck on a plane on the tarmac, and you're not going to sit there and have them, you know, some decided to, Carl Anderson said, I'm not going to go again unless the pay is good. I want a pool. Cool. Looks like you got your pool. You went there. You had a pre-show match. Then you get, you know, kayfabe beat up in the back. Come on, man. Come on. Next match was a Raw tag team title match. Seth Rollins versus, Murphy. I was about to say Buddy Murphy, but Murphy against the Street Profits. This was a decent match. You know, you got all very athletic guys in the ring. Street Profits don't do it for me. I think they'd be better served in the NXT tag division, personally. You know, Seth Rollins gets a win. I don't know. To me, I don't understand the direction of this match. You know, Kevin Owens wouldn't go, so maybe that's why. Samoa Joe, wellness violation. I don't know. I don't know. If it was me, I wouldn't have even had this match on there. I would have done Authors of Pain versus Street Profits. Something different. You know, but Seth Rollins and Murphy get the win. Next match was Mansoor versus Dolph Ziggler. Now, Dolph Ziggler, and I've said this for a long time, you know, I meet him every time he comes to town, whether it's New York when I live there, Vegas. Meet up with him. He comes into the restaurant I work at. Great guy. A lot of personality. Does his little comedy gimmick on the side. I mean, he's getting paid. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, one thing that you always know is Dolph Ziggler's going to sell to the moon for you. Sell. Like, sell. Well, one thing Roman Reigns can't do. You know, Dolph Ziggler's, you know, I'm going to use the word bland. He's not very bland. But to me, everything he does recently is expected. You know Mansoor's going to get the win. You know, he's in Saudi Arabia. He's the only guy, and I heard this on, I want to say it was What Culture. He's the only guy who actually wins in his hometown. And it's true. Nobody wins in their hometown. Everybody gets beat up, or they come out to the hometown reaction, and then they get smoked to get the heat. That's usually what happens. Mansoor, of course, because Saudi Arabia's paying millions and millions of dollars to have this type of stuff happen, he's going to get the win. I think it was absolute trash. Next match, speaking of trash, Brock Lesnar versus Ricochet. Brock Lesnar wins in, what, 2 minutes, maybe at the most. Ricochet deserves better than this, in my personal opinion. He does not get better than this. Great match for him. I hope it sets up something for him, you know, positive in the future. I just can't imagine. Like, I just don't want this to be something that defines Ricochet being in WWE, because it's just not fair if it is. He's a great performer. WWE will never get Will Ospreay or anybody like that, but it's well worth the hope that Ricochet can have a match against someone who's super talented and not someone like Brock Lesnar. Now, just throwing it out there, I'm not saying Brock Lesnar is not talented, but he's not at the same level as Ricochet in terms of things they do. Obviously, he's stronger, he's bigger, he can throw Ricochet around like nobody's business, but it's not what I need to see, and it's a bad spot for Ricochet to be in. Next match was a match that I wish wasn't on. There's been many women's matches. So, you know, if you listen to me on NXT, I'm really harsh on Aaliyah. Aaliyah's absolute trash. She is in the women's division in NXT. I would rather watch any Aaliyah match than the match that I just watched between Roman Reigns and King Corbin. King Corbin and Roman Reigns, absolute garbage. Nobody in the crowd seemed to care. Cage matches aren't what they used to be. They're not the Hell in the Cell, The Undertaker, Austin, HBK, Triple H, like those type of days. They're just not good. And these two are awful. I can't ever in my life want to see these two together again. It will hurt my soul, and it's not something that I want to see again. Roman Reigns gets the win. I really don't like Roman Reigns. Next match, second to final match of the show, was Bayley versus Naomi. To be honest, you know, I thought it would be a decent match. It didn't really have much going on. You know, it was this match, everyone seemed to kind of be done at the end of this match. One thing I will say, the end was pretty good. The end was different. You know, it had an interesting twist based on what they have to wear, because obviously women have to be completely covered in Saudi Arabia, so it did have a little twist with that. Watch that, feel free. Probably third best match on the card, and that should tell you how garbage this card was. Final match, Fiend versus Goldberg. And, you know, I was on the fence on this one, so I've hit everything nail on the head. The gauntlet match, obviously, I thought Styles would win. I didn't think Undertaker would come out and be an actual person in the match. This one I was on the fence with. It was 50-50. Now, did I expect this Fiend to get squashed? No. Absolute squash. What was it? Four spears? And then, what the hell was Goldberg's jackhammer? Now, you know, you can say he's 52, 53 years old, and that's cool. You know, we can cover form on age. That's fine. His last match here in Saudi Arabia, he got knocked out because he hit his head on the turnbuckle. But you can't pick the Fiend up. Like, it was almost not even attempted. It was terrible. He got Lesnar up. You tell me you can't get Bray Wyatt up? Come on, man. And this is your champion. You want to go in an Elimination Chamber and, he's not even wrestling in Elimination. This is your champion you want to go into WrestleMania with. Are they really searching for name value that much? And you're going to bring in Goldberg? You know, the program that they ran on SmackDown, which I'm not even going to discuss SmackDown, or the AEW pay-per-view or anything like that. I'm not going to discuss any of that. I'll discuss it on my NXT review when I do This Week in Wrestling. But do you not? Is Cena coming back to have a record-breaking championship win at WrestleMania not enough to go over on The Fiend? You're going to have Goldberg win, and then, again, we're going to talk about it more, but you're going to have Roman Reigns, who I thought the Elimination Chamber actually meant something. Now it doesn't. Roman Reigns is a de facto go-to guy. You know, this is why I watch NXT and I don't watch the main roster. I hate that I call it the main roster. I don't watch Raw or SmackDown because it's garbage. The storylines are garbage. Roman Reigns is as good as it gets. You know, in my opinion, they faked his whole second cancer. Faked it. Not saying he wasn't maybe showing symptoms or doing something like that. But he said he's going to take some time away. Hopefully he comes back again. What, is he back in 2 or 3 months? Come on, man. Get out of here with that. That was fake. They did that so when he came back, people would like him. He was booed out of buildings. And they did it so people would like him. I promise you. I promise you. It pisses me off, man. Now, I don't care who won this match. You know, I'm a big Fiend fan. You know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. They're doing what's smarter business-wise. I mean, they're talking about selling Mania and not having to be free, showing it up on the network a few days later, trying to capitalize on money. Smart on their part, money-wise. Stupid if they're going to try to still sell the network, $9.99. Have a big four bonus, $14.99 a month, you get the big four. Shit, that's $60 more in a year. You get the big four pay-per-views. I shouldn't even say, I should say big three. You can't even count Survivor Series as big anymore. Survivor Series sucks. Add NXT's War Games on that big four. Call it a day. I'd pay $14.99 a month. If that meant that'd be the only way I could watch WrestleMania within the first week. Sure. That alone. I mean, pay-per-views used to be $60. I think WrestleMania used to be at least $50. Where the rest of them were like $30. That's going to be it for my rant today. I don't know. They need to get rid of the Super Showdown. People don't like going there. I don't like watching it. I don't like having to get up at 9 a.m. to watch a pay-per-view. It's awful. I don't know. But for me, it's one of those things where it's, you know, if you're going to do a show like this that, you know, a lot of your fan base and they may not be able to see, a lot of your superstars don't even want to go to and dislike it due to some internal issues that have happened in the past and very scary issues, you know, if you think about it. Put together a good product. Put together, you know, Fiend Goldberg. I don't expect it to last more than 2 minutes, but Lesnar, Ricochet, have Ricochet run around, have him get chased, cat and mouse type thing. You know, not cheesy. No pun intended on the cat and mouse with the cheesy, but have it be better. If the best match on here, okay, if your best match was New Day versus Miz and Morrison, I mean, not to be mean or a prick, but really? Like, that's not even going to main event SmackDown. Come on, man. But like I said, dude, follow me on Twitter at TheCO, place to go. Like I said, I'm going to try to put some stuff on Twitch under the same handle. I don't know. For me, on something like this, you know, I'm going to be 100% honest with you, man. Enough is enough.